There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Man cave.
You know what? You know what just dawned on me? When I heard the masterful production there saying, filling in. We're like filling Frank, right? We're like the understudy that we just talked about. You know how many people tuned in to hear Dan Patrick and are like, these guys.
I hope you like us a little bit. Hey, I hope you like us, guys. Do you like
these guys. Yeah, well, it's a pleasure, and this is day three of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick.
Well, you know what? Shout-outs to nice people like Bo Knows hit us up and said, these days are going by quick. Love hearing you guys in for DP, but excited to have you back in the afternoon. Keep banging that pavement. Keep going after it. All right, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Again, this hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. So go to TireRack.com/Dan. And try the Tire Decision Guide. See the full line of Goodyear tires. Special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, Rich, to wrap up our previous discussion, Rich's theory goes like this. Hot women, even relatively hot women, should not be allowed to have hall passes. Especially like oddly specific hall passes that include random athletes.
Do you say athletes with three syllables?
That's how I say it, man.
Athletes. Anyway, if a woman is attractive, and this is not sexist. In fact, this is a compliment to women by me saying, you get what you want. If a guy's like, my hall pass is, like I said, Jennifer Aniston. Guess what? You're never meeting Jennifer Aniston. Sydney Sweeney. Nope, you're never going to go there. But a good-looking girl could get a celebrity dude. You're very rarely going to see some normal dude with some famous woman. But you'll see a famous guy with a normal woman.
You could shoot your shot. You definitely could shoot your shot if you want. But she's not going to respond because there's so many thirsty dudes in her DMs.
Now, if you and your wife or girlfriend have the dumb hall pass conversation, like, hey, if you could you cheat with blank. If your wife says something like, I don't know, Jason Momoa, could you say like, yeah, Jessica from work? like someone actually attainable? Is that a little suspicious?
Again, that would that would raise a flag of sorts.
Jessica from work?
Yeah, no. Yeah. But you were talking about how a woman would have to dive into the DMs, slide right in to these athletes. And I'm here to tell you that my girlfriend gets hit up all the time by professional athletes. And maybe that's a sentiment to me having good taste. Maybe that just means I pick them good. But she has other girlfriends that are influencers with like a few million followers. And I know you guys hate that word. So do I. But you know these hot girls you see on social media with a few million followers? Well, I get the inside scoop all the time. And you would be amazed by how many professional athletes are just always on the prowl. But household name professional athletes who are in quote-unquote committed relationships, or maybe these relationships are just understandings. and they're just getting hit up constantly. So I'll be at a dinner, right, just to make it very clear, my girlfriend and her friends. And her friends will be like, guess who hit me up? And they'll show me, and I'll be like, whoa, I think that guy's married. And it happens.
Listen.
All the time.
We worked with
all of the time.
When we worked at ESPN, there was a girl that was a regular co-host with Covino and I.
Yeah.
Her name was, and still is, Janelle.
Janelle Marie Rodriguez.
She lives in South Beach now. She's a broadcaster.
Yeah, she's the best.
Hot, late 20s. She may have just turned 30.
Oh, yeah, she's quite the firecracker.
And let me just say this. We're good friends with her. We'd go out for coffee before our show every day. And she'd be like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? And she'd show me UFC fighters, NBA players, football players. With a day wouldn't pass without one of them sliding into her DMs being like, yo, what's your story?
Right. And she wasn't famous or anything like that.
She was just
crazy famous. She was hot, and she was on ESPN. And, dude, let's say we welcomed the guest to our show on ESPN. It was called Now or Never way back on a Wednesday. We were on every night, every weeknight. And she was our co-host. Let's say we welcomed the guest. Anybody. Later that night, that dude slide. He didn't thank us for being on the show, but he'd be sliding right into her DMs every night. So that proves your thought. For a woman to have an oddly specific hall pass name like Lindy Waters III on OKC, it's completely unacceptable and unfair because it's completely attainable.
It's possible.
It's very
possible. It's a lopsided thing in a relationship. The end.
The end.
Oh, and by the way, we're doing the Dan Patrick hat trick three shows in a row.
Yeah.
Are you going for the hat trick of your own?
What is that?
You said athletes are diving into your girl's DMs. Are you going to get left for a third time for
it's
an athlete?
Completely possible.
Yo.
Because they're constantly on the prowl. So that's, again, why a woman shouldn't be able to even talk about hall passes. Like, get out of here. Because you know that's a possibility if they're relatively good looking.
Trying to think of who she's going to leave you for.
You could be a relatively successful, good-looking man.
Oh, man, Joel, did you hear?
You have no shot.
Did you hear?
You have no shot with a girl on Love is Blind.
Covino got left. Yeah, his girlfriend moved out. Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. All right. Well, he doesn't. He laughs it off. He laughs it off and
yes.
Well, listen, we're going to move on, but
you'll never see him.
I mean,
she might now.
She'll never see him?
Yeah, Joel. She might. Hey, that's right. You're right. My bad.
Joel.
She might. With social media, anything's possible.
Into the world. He can get to her.
Joel, if you're an NBA player and there's a viral clip about some girl saying that you're her crush.
Yeah, when he's in town, he makes mental note of that. He screenshots that to remember.
Lindy Waters averages 7 minutes a game, so he's got a lot of time for these things, too.
You know what? I was going to say, he's also not a front-end guy that's getting a ton of love. So the fact that she pointed him out means, like, it may have happened already.
Covino, maybe you need to add your picture to your girl's profile.
No, Covino's not exact. Girls don't add their boyfriends to profiles anymore.
I know
anymore.
This. That's why I say that.
No, that's her holding out.
This could be a test,
That's
Covino.
How women hold out for a ring. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not adding you until you propose.
Whoa.
That's just how it is.
Is that how it is nowadays?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I would imagine.
Well,
then the next guy can snatch quick.
We're gonna get to a lot today. I'm excited to fill in for Dan Patrick. Always a fun time. Now, Antonio Pierce, we're going to get to him in a little bit. He said something that some are saying is a little too old school, maybe controversial. So, Antonio Pierce, we're going to talk about O.J. Simpson.
And Midweek Major, if you listen to our show at our normal time, every Wednesday we go over the biggest headlines in the world of sports and pop culture. Are they midweek or major? We get to that later.
And I want to tell J.J. Redick, relax a little bit. It's okay. Getting all fired up about Doc Rivers.
Before
I get to this thought on Mahomes, just take the temperature of the room. What coach had a... Let me rephrase. What legitimate high expectation coach had a rougher start? Sean Payton with the Broncos or Doc Rivers with the Bucks?
I'm going to say Doc.
3-7 in the first 10. But then again, Sean Payton, it was for a minute.
Had a winner, though. He had a winner.
For a minute, though, you thought Sean Payton, you were like, wait a minute, is this grand opening, grand closing in Denver already? He righted the ship enough where we're moving forward. But remember for a minute you thought, is Sean Payton not going to last a year in Denver?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to jump in there like that.
It is. And Doc Rivers, to defend Doc Rivers, because everyone else is talking about it, so I'll leave it to them. I don't need to be. We don't need to be another show talking about Doc Rivers today. But he did say one thing that stuck out to me over the last couple of days or so. Man, Doc Rivers. When Doc Rivers takes over, this is not the offseason. You don't have time to sort of put your touch on something when you're in the middle of a season playing every day. So I think the stat was they hadn't really even practiced more than once with him, because when you're in the middle of the season, you're just thrown in like, all right, you're the coach. It's game time. And during the regular season, they don't have the practice schedule for him to really make his impact right away.
I haven't had a chance to make my impact. Hey, it's Doc Rivers. I need a cough drop.
Always needs a cough drop. Doc Rivers always needs a cough drop.
I'm trying. I'm working on it.
All right. Well, I wanted to play something that also I saw floating around social media, because again, it's this dead time of the year in sports. Football's behind us. Basketball's on a little all-star break right now. Baseball, we're waiting. Pitchers and catchers doing their thing. Guys are reporting. Guys are taking infield. I'm sure everyone's watching clips from their own team's spring training. There's a clip floating around, and it's all these people that were just, as Fonzie said back in the day on a Way Back Wednesday, wrong. There were all these people that were wrong about, I don't know, arguably the best player in the NFL right now, and maybe when all said and done, could end up being the greatest quarterback to ever play. And that, my friends, is Patrick Mahomes. Take a listen to all these legit broadcasters talking about Patrick draft time.
I don't like it. I do not like this pick.
It is Patrick Mahomes.
Just like I said to you, Trubisky doesn't have the resume that tells me that he's better than Deshaun Watson. I damn sure ain't gonna say Patrick Mahomes does.
This is a really good football player. And I think these types of guys don't come around that often.
Like, if he's that good, you went over Deshaun Watson, you traded up, but I still got to wait on the cookies. The cookies ain't ready yet.
I'm willing to invest in that type of player because I believe in his skill set and what he is going to develop into.
When I hear words about Pat Mahomes, these are the words I hear: undisciplined, lacking fundamentals, immature.
I disagree with you. I don't believe it's a reach. I believe this guy's a very talented player in the future.
Why are you drafting a quarterback? Why are you trading up to draft a quarterback that doesn't just have bad footwork, has no footwork?
I can see this guy developing into a really good football player.
The only one out of them going to win a championship, if there is one, is Deshaun Watson.
At the end of the day, we had Mahomes rated above Watson. That's how we saw it.
Mahomes flings it.
It's there! Hartman! Jackpot!
Hey, Patrick Mahomes here. Hey, Fox Sports Radio Nation. I just want to say I really enjoyed the Covino and Rich show.
Oh, thanks.
Patrick Mahomes, you know, Super Bowl champion MVP. That's sort of what I dislike about sports talk radio, the lack of accountability, kind of like Doc Rivers a little bit.
Yeah.
People need to take accountability. Thank you.
Bye, Patrick.
I'm here.
By the way, the only person interjecting in that clip with positivity is Kansas City Chiefs GM Brett Veach, who has always felt like Mahomes was the guy. And it just shows you that we have a lot of fun here every day on Fox Sports Radio. But so much of sports talk radio and TV, it's just fun. A lot of hot air. A lot of just opinions.
Hot air, but lack of accountability. If you want to get on Doc Rivers and his lack of accountability, how about everybody's lack of accountability when they say things like that and they're wrong? I think you need to be accountable for things like that. You rarely hear, like, hey, remember when I said that? It would just make it feel more honest, to be honest. So we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, based on that, all these people who were so wrong about the best player in the NFL.
I'm just curious, was any of it right, though?
I mean,
it does appear he has awkward footwork.
Yes.
But he's sneaky fast, is he not?
I mean,
He makes it work.
I don't think anyone would describe Patrick Mahomes now with like, man, that guy's got bad footwork.
He finds his way around the pocket. Yeah, he's unconventionally
good.
Is he
a little undisciplined?
Yes. But that's what makes him great,
right?
Point
number two.
But they were wrong, and the proof is in the Super Bowls. The winning.
The proof is in the Super Bowl pudding.
Exactly. So we ask you, everybody here, everybody listening, everybody in their car, all the affiliates, everyone listening on iHeart, the radio app, the times you were so wrong. It's your chance to take accountability.
Yeah, do it. Take accountability. When were you so wrong about an athlete, a team?
Anything.
A coach?
I got one, Rich, just to start it off. It's not even sports related. I have sports examples, but I'll give you one where I was so wrong. It's the first one that came to mind for me. Again, I'm Covino. That is Rich. The number is 877-99 on Fox. Bursch is on standby, waving just to say hi. I remember when my ex, in a previous lifetime, came up to me and said, I'm setting up my Twitter account. And I was like, what's that? You just tweet out your thoughts. She's from England, by the way, just if you're not piecing it together. I'm like, well.
Great impression.
That's dumb. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, whatever you're thinking, whatever's going on, it's like you get news and people's thoughts. And I'm like, so you could just type whatever. Yeah, but it has to be within like 140 characters. And I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And I walked away and look at it now. Especially in the world of sports. Honestly, dude, the thought of this at the time was so dumb to me. And again, I was very open-minded to these things, right? We all had our smartphones, whatever. But when this first came out, this is early 2000s, I was like, that's so dumb. It's never going to work.
Well, if you want to stick to social media, I have some sports examples.
I mean, I got those.
And by the way, the phones are hot.
I'm leaving it for the Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Phones are hot, so let's get to it. But
I was so wrong.
I'm going to write before I forget some of this.
And I'm admitting that because I don't want J.J. Redick to start yelling at me for not taking accountability.
Take accountability. When were you wrong? When were you so wrong about something? As far as social media goes, I've always tried to keep an open mind, like, oh, MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Like, I've always sort of kept an open mind to maybe this is where things are going. But there was one social media that I remember not putting my foot down, but saying like, all right, enough is enough. TikTok, which was Musical.ly, I remember thinking, well, this is the one social media that's for kids.
Yeah.
I pushed TikTok aside like, yeah, this is not, we have enough social media. This will not catch on. And I tell you, TikTok's like the one that we all look at the most, right?
Addicted. You know, there's studies that say, let's say you want to see a highlight of the game last night. Oh, you missed it. You want to watch something that you missed. You're more likely now to search it on TikTok than Google.
I didn't know that.
Impactful TikTok. Absolutely.
That.
Think about it. If you want to watch anything and you heard your buddy, hey, did you see J.J. Redick going off on Doc Rivers? That was a big popular clip. You think I'm going to Google that or I'm just going to type it in on TikTok?
Or Twitter. Or X. I mean, if you told me, yo, dude, Mac McClung,
yo,
he won another slam dunk contest. I'll give you a great example. We had company over and I missed part of the slam dunk. That's a great example. I wasn't Googling and I said, oh, what did I miss? I just went to X, Twitter, and I searched slam dunk contest. It was trending. And when you know it, the first few videos that come up, they have it.
Googling is almost as old as asking Jeeves nowadays. It's like, oh, you Googled? Why don't you ask Jeeves while you're at it?
I got one, and I wonder if Nick Cope fell for this one too, because Nick Cope and I are both 49ers fans. Nick, I remember thinking that Chip Kelly would work out in San Francisco. When the 49ers got Chip Kelly, 1 year and they were 2-14. But I remember thinking, oh, Chip Kelly's such an exciting college coach. This is going to turn it around for the Niners. That was the worst experiment ever. Nick, you got Nick's mic, Joel? Thank you.
Of course.
I remember,
and that was after Jim Tomsula.
And I was like, okay, get worse. Tomsula, Chip Kelly? And, you know, as of last year, I'm a big New York Mets fan. I remember telling my friends, because I'm on a Mets chat, you know, they think I'm too positive, but I remember saying, listen, worst case scenario, they got Scherzer, they got Verlander. You know, look at the lineup: Lindor, Pete Alonso,
you had Buck Showalter,
Starling Marte. Like, you know, Nimmo. I remember saying, like, I mean, minimum they win 90 something games and make a playoff run. I couldn't have been more sure about a team. I'm like, the payroll, Steve Cohen's got this team. They're a lock for the playoffs for the next decade.
And you
were
wrong. That
team fell apart. Might be the biggest disappointing team of all time. And when you think about the payroll, what they put into it.
And by the way, to put it back to broadcasters not taking accountability, everybody who was so wrong on Patrick Mahomes, Rich was here on Fox Sports Radio before we got our own full-time show here. We were on every Sunday night. I remember Rich talking about how great the Mets are going to be.
Yeah.
You know, what a mistake it was for DeGrom to leave this team. And this
That's another one. If I was so wrong, Jacob DeGrom talked about leaving the Mets and going to the Rangers because they had a winning culture.
You laughed about it.
I think I was playing laughing sound effects. Like, the Rangers, winning culture? They go on to win the World Series. Yeah. I was wrong.
I know. Yeah. And by the way, just look at the TV in front of you. They're speculating right now, where is Russell Wilson going to end up? Some people are saying the Steelers, the Raiders, right? Where is he going to end up? How many people were so pumped thinking that he would be impactful and make a significant difference?
What was the narrative? The narrative was, well, the Broncos just need a quarterback. They got Russell Wilson, Super Bowl contender. Not to quote him, but I'm pretty sure Colin Cowherd said that. Make our mistakes.
I think he said stars.
Attract stars.
Attract other stars. Well, you were so wrong. Let's do what other broadcasters fail to do sometimes, what a lot of people, what Fonzie, never wanted to do, and that was admit you were wrong in life, or especially the world of sports.
The phones are all lit. We're going to take your feedback next. Keep them coming at 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. I'll give you one more as a cliffhanger before we take all the rest.
Absolutely.
I'm a good movie, cliffhanger.
Absolutely.
Always liked the guy, has always been kind to us, but, I mean, how many times did Max Kellerman double down on Tom Brady's done?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he said Tom Brady was done 10-plus years before. Like, Tom Brady still won, I think, 3 Super Bowls after Max Kellerman on a daily basis would talk about how Tom Brady's done.
Yeah, and I love Max Kellerman.
I do, too, but
Stephen A. said he's done.
Yeah, and then Stephen is like, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Scott, Sal, Mo, everyone on the phone, will get to your feedback next. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. And we got more next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Yo. CNR on FSR. A lot of people don't know. Covino requests this song be played when he enters the building.
One of my favorite songs, Return of the Mac. And I like to think of us as the mac and cheese of Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the cheese, I'm guessing.
Rich would be the cheese wiener of the show. It's the Mac, Steve Covino, Return of the Mac, Covino and Rich. Always a pleasure filling in for Dan Patrick. Day three of the Dan Patrick hat trick. Joel's on the ones and twos, Bershy Bersh, Nick Cope. Spot getting ready for midweek major next hour. The biggest stories in the world of sports and pop culture. We do it midweek every Wednesday. Are the stories midweek or major? But we're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle's all-electric. The feeling's all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. Now, Rich, we're sort of combining two things right now because, well, there's this viral montage of all these broadcasters and talking heads talking about how Patrick Mahomes...
Hey, it's not gonna work out for him in the NFL.
Right. And we saw no real accountability there, but Patrick Mahomes proved everybody wrong. You know, revenge is the best success. He just did his thing, and he's the man. So many people were wrong about it. But then again, his unconventional style probably made it difficult to really predict that, right? And then there's the viral story today of J.J. Redick sort of going wild on Doc Rivers not taking accountability on jumping in and not being able to do what he promised. Here, actually, take a listen.
I've seen the trend for years.
What's the trend?
The trend is always making excuses. Get Doc, we get it. Taking over a team in the middle of the season is hard. It's hard. We get it. Just like getting traded in the middle of the season is hard for a player. We get it. Mm-hmm. But it's always an excuse. It's always throwing your team under the bus. They lose to Memphis. Oh, it's his players' fault. Memphis was playing G League guys and two-way guys. And then you look at his quotes over the weekend. Now he wants to take credit for the James Harden trade to the Clippers working out. He wants credit for that. There's just no, there's never accountability with that guy. Well, there's never accountability.
Whoa.
So this is your chance, Fox Sports Radio Nation, and ours.
Damn.
To take accountability on the times you were the times you were wrong.
I think you need to take J.J. Redick to Disneyland with you. Jeez, maybe, guy needs to cheer up.
Maybe I'll take Doc Rivers, too. Hey, I'd love to go to Disneyland. Hey, by the way, Doc Rivers here. Anybody have any chloroseptic or Sucrates or anything? Got a sore throat. But I take full accountability. Full accountability. So now's your chance to admit you were wrong. I already said I was wrong about Twitter. I was wrong about a lot of things. It's not always when someone proved you wrong. You thought they were going to stink and they were awesome. It could be you thought they were going to be awesome and then they stunk it up.
Yeah,
I remember being so excited when the Yankees got Aroldis Chapman. I'm like, oh, man, flamethrower. It's going to be like having Mariano Rivera again.
Nope. Nope.
I'm like, you know, this guy sucks. Yeah, you know, sometimes you're just wrong on that. So your chance to admit you were wrong. We don't want to give away all the good answers. We leave some for you. Let's get involved.
I mean, talk about you were wrong and it worked out somehow, some way.
Accountability.
Look at the 49ers' whole quarterback situation. You banked on Jimmy G. It wasn't the guy. You got Trey Lance. And then at Mr. Irrelevant, you're like, yeah, pick up Purdy too. Now, hindsight, you hear people within the 49ers organization saying, oh, we knew. Yeah, but you gave up a lot for Trey Lance. And you escaped embarrassment because Brock Purdy worked out. Because Brock Purdy worked out, no one talks about the swing and miss on Trey Lance.
Well, the phone calls are coming in at 877-99 on Fox. We're going to get to all of them, but I can't let you off the hook because this is a funny one that no one's going to say. I remember in the early 2000s when Rich was up to really terrible things.
What was that? Come on.
He
was doing things that...
I was doing...
I can't even tell you about...
I was doing hood rat stuff.
Yeah. What was I doing? I remember him coming in...
This is
true. ...to the studio. You know what I'm going to say?
I know what you're going to say.
Yo, and he was wearing a brand name called Rule... It was spelled
like the coach, Matt Rule.
There was a random H in there. And then, you know, I noticed it. I'm like, but then the next day he was wearing another shirt that said Rule.
Yo,
Bersh. And then, dude, like the next
day. I'll explain.
Rule. I'm like, bro, what's with the rule? He's like, I got to tell you, I got from Good Thorth that this is the next big thing.
Listen.
And I was like, I'll tell you what. You rule, dude. And you know what? Never heard of that brand ever again.
Is that Rule like the air conditioning company?
No.
Might as well be.
I'll tell you what it was.
You remember back in the day when the hot stuff for people on
there? Rick
the Ruler? No. In the late 90s, 2000s, Abercrombie and Hollister were a big thing for like younger kids, right? Rule was Abercrombie's brand that was supposed to be for like... the more mature guy. Like, if you rocked Abercrombie, Rule was supposed to be like, if you're like 28 to 30, like, it's not Abercrombie, it's Rule.
Oh, it's the sophisticated, more mature version.
I remember being like, yo, this is the next big thing.
And dude, he had a full-on wardrobe of Rule tee. If you look back to our pictures, every picture we have, Rich is wearing a Rule shirt.
I gotta tell you,
he was way wrong about it.
I did not rule. Scott in Cincinnati, what were you so wrong about? It could be the sports world, TV, entertainment, you name
stock.
It.
It could be anything.
Yeah, what's up, Scott?
No, it was the sports world, guys, and I'm a big Cincinnati Bengals fan, and a few years ago we had the number one overall pick. Obviously, we ended up with Joe Burrow, and he's changed the entire culture of the Cincinnati Bengals franchise, you know, hopefully forever. And hopefully we'll be the only ones that are able to hang with Mahomes coming into next year if Burrow is healthy. But at the time, because of the experience we had with David Klingler and Akili Smith, drafted number one overall years before that, I had kind of been stung with the number one overall quarterback thing, and my idea, and I was screaming at anybody who would listen, was to trade that pick instead of taking Burrow. There was a 2 and a 9 being offered by some franchise who wanted to come up to get Burrow. I think it might have even been the Dolphins. My idea was make that trade at the 2, take Chase Young, who's going to be the most dominant defensive player to come out of the draft in decades, and then get Justin Herbert at the 9. Which wouldn't have been awful. I think Justin still he does with Harbaugh, but Chase really hasn't developed the way we thought he was going to, and Burrow is the savior.
Scott, I tell you this, so many times you see fun videos, and that's the listen, we always talk about how social media is equal parts sucky and awesome. I love when old videos emerge of fans that are mad about someone that ended up being awesome. And then...
Yeah, but those are the times you don't mind being wrong, right? No. It's like, man, they proved me wrong. That's awesome.
I mean... Listen, when the Niners had Kaepernick, was it Trent Dilfer? There was a broadcaster that said, future Hall of Famer, lock, Super Bowls. I remember someone, was it Dilfer? I think it was Trent Dilfer that went on a limb. Anyway, let's go to Mitch in Jersey. What's up, man? Covino and Rich.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for being cool.
No problem.
I got two. Ricky Bell, but it really wasn't his fault. He died young. I think he was picked right at the point. He said, I think he would have been a great part of that course, Missy. But my main guy, I think you could say, is Jamarcus Russell. He set the Raiders down back quite a few.
Man, Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell, the story that will always stick with everyone. You know how, you know, certain things define a player? the whole story about how he didn't watch any tape, and they gave him like a gave him blank footage, and he's like, "Oh, I watched it." That forever is like a guy with all the talent in the world just didn't want to put the work in.
You think we're gonna look back and? I remember we were on ESPN at the time, Rich. Do you think we're going to look back and say Zion, like everybody was just so wrong about this guy? Well, or does he still have a lot of time
to prove everybody wrong? He's still so young.
Yeah, but remember, dude, you remember like how we spoke of him busting through his sneakers? Like, dude, he's the next coming. He's the next LeBron.
I think that might be overstated. I mean, he's a great player when healthy, but...
I mean, not rooting against him. I want him to prove everybody
wrong. Let's not forget.
You could say
prisoner of the moment, but back then, Zion was talked about like LeBron and Michael Jordan. Like, this is the next guy. You can't lose this guy. If you get him, he will do for you what LeBron or Michael Jordan or Kobe would do for an organization. It just has not worked out. Mo, you're on in Arizona. Covino and Rich. What's up, Mo?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, man? What were you so wrong about?
Okay, got two things for him. One thing I was wrong about, I'm a lifelong Lakers fan, so pretty much anybody in the first round that the Lakers have picked besides Kobe have either been a bust or they. By the time they start getting good, they trade them off to another team and you watch them flourish for someone else. It's like so disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to get off my back. Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to get in. Michael Jordan, nice shoes, but Michael Jackson made penny loafers famous.
I mean, that's a good point.
That's true.
Referencing yesterday's Michael conversation.
Yesterday, we talked about the most impactful Michael of our generation. Was it Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, or Michael Jackson? Got a lot of feedback on that. I appreciate it. At Covino and Rich.
Sal, wrap this up in Illinois. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'll be real quick. First thing, I was at Canopy Club in Champaign, Illinois, and I told Jared Leto after his dance play that he sucked at Panic Room and he was a terrible actor. And then... Secondly, I was leaving a Peoria. I live in Peoria, Illinois. We were leaving a Peoria Riverman hockey game, and I'll never forget. There was four of us walking, and there's blue and white signs that said "Elect Barack Obama for Senator." And I remember laughing. I said, "Barack Obama." I right after 9/11. I said, "Who's going to vote for this clown, Obama?" That rhymes with Osama. I'm like, "Nobody's going to vote for this guy." 8 years later, the guy's our president.
Yeah, no, so, I'll be honest. It's true. In the 2000s, anyone with an ethnic name, there was a lot of people out there that were closed-minded. You probably felt like, this guy, he's not even going to win local,
And it took you a second to say the name right or remember the name.
Yeah.
Like, what? No
Without
way.
A doubt.
No way. So, again, I was wrong. I was wrong.
You know what Larry David was wrong about?
What?
Remember last season of Curb? Remember the girl, Maria Sophia, that he had to have on his show? You're not caught up on Curb.
I'm not caught up, no.
There's a twist, so let's just say he was wrong about her.
Okay, all right, cool.
All right, well, hey, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick. We are going to get to Antonio Pierce. Said something about Mahomes, and it sort of ties into Michael Jordan, speaking of Jordan, and some people are saying, yeah, I get it. Other people are saying, oh, is that a little inappropriate to say? So we'll get to Antonio Pierce and O.J. Simpson. You have a theory about him. And, of course... Spot's got Midweek Major, all your headlines in the world of sports and entertainment, all coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to Covino and Rich.
Yep.
Covino and Rich. But then again, what a crew. Bershy Bursch, Joel Spott, Nick Cope, and everybody rocking out with us right now. We appreciate it. Again, live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, the superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz is impressively techie, like you, Rich.
Ooh.
Surprisingly roomy, like your head. With available seating up to 7. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling's all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. Now, we're taking an accountability today on the times you were wrong about a player. Maybe they surprised you.
Maybe
you thought they were going to be good and were a bust. A
movie. Anything.
It could be anything. Maybe something you said. Rich, you remember in the early 2000s, I had this rule. I had the, not your shirt, not your, not that rule.
Rule.
I had this rule. That you never travel more than 20 minutes for booty. Remember that? I was so adamant about it.
You were adamant and arrogant. Kevin would be like, I got so many options. You think I travel a half hour for some random chick? Like he was like,
never travel more than 20 minutes for late night booty calls.
And I remember thinking, look at this arrogant jerk I'm friends with.
Fast forward years later, I was flying across the country every weekend
in a long distance
relationship. You flew to Djibouti.
Yeah. I flew to Djibouti just to get some booty. So, again, I was wrong. Mm. I was wrong. How about Rich? How about this? Ready, Rich? When we became parents, right, we used to say to ourselves, we'll never have little castles and toys all over our living room. Never. I'm going to have this sleek apartment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it nice and neat all the time. Nice house. You keep your toys in your bedroom, kid. Clean up. You go to Rich's house now. He has a jungle gym in his living room. All right.
True story.
Full on playhouse in his living room.
Yeah, let me tell you.
He has a ball pit in his living room.
I was the guy that's like, no. Listen, when I have kids, it's going to be different. I remember going out.
You were what?
I was wrong. I remember going out with Covino and his family, his ex and his kid. And so back in the day, we all went out for dinner. And Covino's daughter left something at home. And I was like, dude, we're going to the restaurant. Don't worry. He's like, I'm just going to turn around and get it. Because if your kid leaves a toy or something that they want, life's just easier. And I remember saying, like, look at this guy. Let's his kid run his life. He's turning around because she forgot her little toy.
They made fun of me like you don't even know.
And now I get it.
Right.
If I'm going on a little trip or going out somewhere, my kid's like, Dad, I forgot my dino. I'm turning around and getting it because it's just going to make my life a pain in the ass if I don't.
Well,
so I was wrong.
Doesn't it feel nice to take accountability?
Grandpa Frank in Oregon. What's up, dude?
Hey, I've been wrong about a couple of things, you guys. And usually it's because, you know, people come out and they say they're good and they got to prove me wrong. I root against them, or I kind of predict health problems with them. The one guy, there's two guys really, but one guy in particular was Shaquille O'Neal when he came out. You know, I never thought he'd have a long career. This great big guy, you see big centers. I predicted knee problems. I thought that guy would break down.
Yep.
And look what a killer career he had.
No, my number's retired everywhere. No, my number's retired everywhere I play.
He's awesome.
Yeah, good one, Frank.
That is.
Hey, I got one more.
Yeah.
One more, you guys. There's one more guy that came out, and he's like the biggest hype player next to Kareem. And everyone called him the chosen one and everything like that. And I thought, you know, anybody comes out and says they're the best, you got to show me, brother. And he's done that. He showed America. We could put him on the top. We're proud to call him the face of the NBA now, and he'll be the face of the NBA for eternity. Have a great day.
Who was it?
I guess Shaq.
Oh, I guess I was going to say.
Maybe it's LeBron.
I don't know. I don't know who.
Sebastian Telfair is who he was talking about.
He was talking about.
Oh, talk about Shaquille O'Neal. Talk about Shaquille O'Neal.
Talking about Kurt Rambis.
Talking about Nick the Quick. Shaquille O'Neal.
So anyway, thank you guys. Thank you for all your phone calls and your feedback. Again, there's this viral montage of all these broadcasters saying that Mahomes was going to be a bust.
Okay, can I?
The story of accountability today, where J.J. Redick just sort of flipped his lid on Doc Rivers not taking accountability.
Whether it was people that were wrong about Purdy or Trey Lance or Tom Brady or, oh, this guy's, oh, he's nothing. Like, I mean, think about
it. That was the one thing about Purdy, though, this year, though. I wanted Purdy, nothing against the Chiefs and Mahomes, great season. Couldn't bet against Mahomes. He did his thing. But it would have been so cool for Mr. Irrelevant to prove the world wrong.
Trust me, I wish.
By winning the Super Bowl, not only for you, Rich, but just to prove everybody wrong. All the people, all the naysayers, all the, oh, he's a game manager, he's not a difference maker. That in itself was something I was rooting for, just so he could prove all those people wrong.
A lot of times, like, we're pointing out a lot of, we thought they were going to stink and they were great. There are people that we thought were going to be great and never worked out. Like, I mean, I don't want to throw him under the bus. Probably a great dude, but Mitchell Trubisky. And that was a guy that, you know, because he was in that draft. People thought, yeah, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes. No.
I mean, Trubisky. How about Josh Rosen and all the way he hyped himself up?
Oh, you'll see. Overlooked.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen.
And some people bought into that hype. Like, yeah, man, he's going to show everybody wrong and prove everybody wrong.
Not Josh Allen. Josh Rosen. Do you remember? He's like, every team that passed on me, you're going to regret it.
I don't think they did.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say no.
I mean, congratulations on his success and all, but yeah, I don't know. I think he was a little wrong on that.
You know, I remember when Netflix started streaming. I do remember thinking, like, I don't know, is everyone going to really stream stuff from their house? People love DVDs and Blu-rays. And you know what? If we could all go back and buy some stock in Netflix when it was a company that mailed DVDs in the mail, I don't know if anyone would be working this morning.
Remember when I made fun of you, Rich? I made fun of Rich because he said, in the future.
There's an update, by the way.
In the future, we're going to have phones installed in our head. Now, you got to remember, in like the early 2000s, I'm like, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said,
yeah,
bro.
They laughed.
Phones in our head.
Yo, Burst, they laughed at me like I was high on all types of drugs. Like, dude, what is this guy? Phones in your head?
So stupid at the time. And well, now you're hearing all these things. Well, Elon Musk is working on
this. There's an update.
Yeah.
Neuralink, the Elon Musk invention, where they implanted the first human with the chip in the head. That person, as of today,
yeah,
could move a mouse on a computer with their thoughts.
Well, why doesn't he call the show and tell us how it's working? 877-99 on Fox. Because I admit, Rich, I made fun of you for years for that. I was wrong.
Your feedback, your calls, filling in for the great Dan Patrick at Covino on Rich. And we're going to get to midweek major spots. Got all the stories in the world of sports and entertainment next. So stay with us here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.